Welcome. Well, you are at home with Jim and Joy, and you are an important part of our EWTN family, and we are so very delighted that you have welcomed us into your home. We certainly would love to hear from you, so you could send us an email with a question or a comment to jimandjoy@ewtn.com, and check us out on Facebook. And you can also listen to us on EWTN's Podcast Central at ewtn.com/radio/podcasts, or wherever you listen to your podcast.
I went to all that and I found it.
You did. Yeah. You found us, and that was fun. So later this week, we will be celebrating the feast day of Saint Monica, which is on August 27th. And she is a powerful witness of patient love and unshakable faith. A tireless mother and an intercessor whose prayers brought her wayward son, St. Augustine, not only back to the church, but into sainthood. If you have loved ones who have drifted away from the faith, and I'm sure we all have, you're not alone and you're not without help. So our question for today's show is this: how has St. Monica helped you find hope and healing for a loved one who has left or is searching for the faith, which is so beautiful? And we all know that suffering and that sorrow and that agony, but you have a prayer partner in heaven who is along your side.
We want to hear from you about what St. Monica has meant to you, kind of your relationship with her, the prayers that you've offered for various people, and what's taken place. So be sure to call us. So now we would like to take a moment and wish a happy anniversary to some big fans of the show. Ruth Ann Bryant and Harold Bryant celebrated their 75th, that's 75 years, wedding anniversary this past weekend in Atlanta, Georgia. Joining them in their celebration were their 3 children, 5 grandchildren, 8 great-grandchildren. Father Rick from Our Lady of Lourdes Catholic Church in Indianapolis celebrated the Mass for them. Ruth is 96, and Harold is 100, getting close to 101, in October. Congratulations to the both of you, and we give thanks and praise for your life, for your families, and for your friends. What a great milestone. So I'm so glad I got this. And
yes. It came from Wes at EWTN for letting us know of this great milestone.
Yeah. And, you know, when we got this and we saw your faces, the beautiful pictures that you sent on your wedding day, and holding your wife, and then later on, again, you're on the couch. And so, oh, there they are.
On the chair, 75
years.
We're
so blessed. I'm so glad this came to us. We affirm your life, your marriage. I'd rather meet with you than some celebrity or politician, because 75 years of marriage, emulating the love of Christ for the church, and God blessing you with such a beautiful family, generation to generation. So we thank God for you. You are a great encouragement to us, to the EWTN family, to the church, and to the world. Mm. So God bless you and all of your loved ones. And keep it on EWTN. We'll be right back. There's plenty more to come. Don't go away.
Welcome back. Well, the question for today's show is this: how has St. Monica helped you find hope and healing for a loved one who has left or is searching for their faith? And to speak with us about that powerful intercession of St. Monica, we have author, speaker, and podcast host Roxanne Salonen on the phone with us. Now, Roxanne is the co-author of a book, What Would Monica Do? And also, she's the host of the Matters of the Soul Importance podcast. So we had her and the other co-author on the show.
Armstrong.
Yeah. Right? What Patty. Would Monica do? And, you know, and as we travail and intercede and cry out, we need people to help us to navigate those waters, right? To say, how do I do this? How long? I mean, if you've been crying out for the conversion of loved ones, sometimes it's, Lord, how long do I have to do this? It's sometimes it's a very, very long time. And so we have St. Monica, who aids us and assists us in patience, in perseverance, in hope, and in faith.
In conversion, had an unbelieving husband who came to faith, a rebellious son came to faith, became a saint, and a grandchild, and so on. And I think if you do turn to Monica, you will feel her presence and her empathy, that she really gets your liquid prayers, your tears. Can a son not be converted? Bishop said to
Ambrose,
said to her, with all of these tears. Roxanne, are you there?
I'm here. How are you doing?
Doing fine, thank God. Thanks so much for joining us once again. It's been too long. But St. Monica's Day is coming up on Wednesday, and you saw the question. So what does St. Monica mean to you, or why should we be going to her as we're travailing over loved ones who've lost faith or don't have faith at all, various situations?
Well, for one of the reasons, she is a saint, but she wouldn't have been a saint if she hadn't done what she did, which was to pray and persevere in her faith. And also, like you mentioned, she ultimately had to realize, I can't do this alone. You know, when we are weak, he is strong. Yes. And she did cry many tears, but at some point, St. Ambrose turned her around. He said, talk less to your son about God and more to God about your son. Mm-hmm. And that is kind of the underlying message, I think, for parents out there who want to continue to instruct their children, even as young adults. There's a time where the debate is over, and finally, Monica got the message. She dried up her tears, and she set about doing Christ's work, and she brought many to the faith, not just her son.
Yeah. I like the phrase that you just recalled, especially as our children are getting older, right? It's a little bit different when they're preteens or teenagers, but, you know, once they're in their 20s and getting older, that word, speak less to your son about God and speak more to God about your son, because they're adults. They're making choices. And to intercede on their behalf to our Lord and to plead your case before our Lord, who loves our children, who loves our spouses more than we do. So you feel that's a fundamental principle?
Absolutely, but it doesn't leave us empty-handed. I think we can go, well, what do I do now? I can't send articles. I can't, like, you know, lecture them. I can't. All of that is probably over. That's not to say we can't have conversations, but what we can do is love them. We can create a home in which they're welcomed, in which the harsh world is cast out. They come into our house. We have images, crucifixes, messages around, not just to, you know, change their hearts, but because that's who we are. We live out their faith, our faith, and we know that the life-saving grace of the church, of our faith, of the sacraments, are what are going to bring hope to us and are going to transform the world. We know that. And so what do? We go deeper into our faith. We let go of trying to control and begin to turn more to God. So that's the message. And again, there's so much we can do in this. There's so many ideologies that are coming at them right now, but those are often defeated just by shining a light on it. And also, the suffering is real, but so is our love.
Yeah. No, Roxanne, what you said is so true. And there are other things we could do, especially you know, we can make special novenas on behalf to our Blessed Mother, call on all the saints in heaven, right? We could call on Saint Rita for impossible causes and cases. And we have a beautiful arsenal of saints who are waiting to aid us and assist us on this prayer journey, that we would not grow weary or hopeless or faithless or be defeated. We have to press on, right?
Absolutely. And I think a lot of people think, oh, she's so far away. You know, she was born in 332 in modern day Algeria. We think, oh, that's so long ago. That was the ancient church. That was a new Christian church that was coming out of paganism and going slowly into Christianity. We are now a mirror image of that. We were a Christian nation, and we're now receding into paganism. So actually, we are not that far from St. Monica, and I believe she's extremely close to us and gazing upon us from heaven. She's very aware of what's going on right now, and she's in our hearts, and she's praying for us.
Roxanne, thank you so very much for those precious insights. Roxanne Salonen, What would Monica do? Co-author of that. God bless you now. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Well, great words of counsel and advice and what we can do. And we can't grow weary. We have to persevere. And sometimes it is in adoration and in crying and in weeping and your heart is troubled, or if you're awakened in the night and you're wanting God to intervene. I mean, it's good to pray to Saint Monica, the Blessed Mother, and bring your son, your daughter, your grandchildren, a troubled marriage, whatever it is, up to his throne of grace and have your prayer partners with you.
So we wanted to prepare you, our audience. We want to hear from you. If you have a relationship with Saint Monica, you had a situation where you interceded for a loved one, give us a call, send us an email, and let us know. But Wednesday is St. Monica's Day, and so today is Monday.
Yeah.
So if you've never had a relationship with St. Monica, you want to get one, and you want to pray with her for that loved one that's on your heart. Here's a prayer to St. Monica. Dear St. Monica, troubled wife and mother, many sorrows pierced your heart during your lifetime. Yet you never despaired or lost faith. With confidence, persistence, and profound faith, you prayed daily for the conversion of your beloved husband, Patricius, and your beloved son, Augustine, and your prayers were answered. Grant me the same fortitude, patience, and trust in the Lord. Intercede for me, dear Saint Monica, that God may favorably hear my plea for, and you mention that person there, whatever your request is there, you mention that one. And grant me the grace to accept his will in all things. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen. Beautiful prayer there.
Excellent.
And so you want to do that with St. Monica. And just knowing the communion of saints has been so very special to us and such a great, you know, resource. And we pray every day to particular saints. And many times, you know, during the day as Joy and I pray to God, say, you know, Lord, just help us to understand the communion of saints and, and the perfecting of the gifts that they had and the charisms they had while they were here on earth. They're more powerful than ever before. And intercede for us. We don't even have to know how you're interceding for us and for our situations. But we want to walk with you, communion of saints. You know, so when these saints, they're alive, they're not dead, and we need to call upon them. There's another comment, Joy.
It says, my son left the Catholic faith in high school. I prayed novenas to St. Monica. He came back to the faith while in college, and on August 18th, the first day of the novena to St. Monica, he entered the seminary to discern his vocation as a Catholic priest. Thanks be to St. Monica. Yeah. Now, this is a beautiful story, and this is why, I mean, I have been praying for some family members for a very long time.
Decades, yeah.
Decades. And you're just kind of like, Lord, when is this going to happen? When am I going to see the fruit? And it doesn't even have to happen in my lifetime. I've resolved that. It's just like, Joy, your mission is to pray, is to intercede. If you're not doing it, who is praying for these people? And we could grow weary of doing a good thing, but we can't give up. We have to persevere until our dying breath and crying out. And then if it's a son or a daughter or a grandchild or a brother or a sister or a coworker, broken people. We had last week on our show Scott Wieman about addictions, and maybe your son or your daughter is battling alcohol or drug abuse or whatever their addiction might be. You have to cry out that they would be delivered and healed and restored to their right mind, their right person, and that God would, most important, that you, instead of thinking you have to do it with your words, your actions, have that conversation, talk more to God and less to that person.
You mentioned Scott Wieman, who he had on, had the troubles with all these addictions and compulsions and everything else. I think it's important to pray for the person that can connect with your loved one.
Yes.
Right? So there was the bishop connected with St. Augustine. It wasn't the mother.
Right.
She was interceding. And Scott said when that he connected with the one that could help him, that guy came up to him and said, I know exactly how you feel and what you're going through. Because he was an addict. And you never have to do that again.
Mm-hmm.
Lord, do we have that faith as Christians that we're all called to be evangelists, to be missionaries? Do we really believe that this can be broken and you don't have to live like this again? Another day, another moment. If you come to Christ, then it's that person's choice. Mm-hmm. They might just say, I believe, help my unbelief. I don't know what to do. And that's what Scott did. Mm-hmm. And he was set free. So as we intercede for our loved ones, let's pray as well that that person who can come to them to pull them out of the pit, out of the mire, out of the mud, and offer them a hand and raise them up, that that would be given to them, that person or that angel or whatever it might be. Have faith. St. Monica's Day is coming up on Wednesday. With sighs and groans too deep for words, pray with Monica for that one. You say, I've done it for so many years. Keep going. Keep doing it. My father prayed for me for many years. It wasn't until after his death that I obeyed what he told me to do. Go back to church. What are you doing? He didn't see it. Maybe he saw it from heaven. I hope that he has. But so it's not required that you see it. But many times you do. So we'll be right back. There's plenty more to come. You keep the faith and have hope. We'll be right back.
Well, we're going to go to Rome to hear from Joan and especially her reflections on St. Monica. Joan?
Well, greetings, Jim and Joy. Your focus today about St. Monica helping people find hope and healing for a loved one really struck a chord with me. My mother was a Monica for 60 years, praying daily for my brother Dick, the youngest of my three siblings who, as we say today, loved to push the envelope, to go through the door that said, do not open, to rebel against authority, rather like Monica's son, Augustine. Who was St. Monica? Well, in a nutshell, she was a 4th century North African Christian woman who today is the patron saint of mothers, married women, and conversion. She was famous for her tireless prayers and her perseverance in the face of personal struggles, including a difficult marriage to a pagan husband and a rebellious wayward son, Augustine. Her fervent faith and prayers led to the conversion of her husband and, most notably, her son Augustine, who, as we all know, became a renowned saint and philosopher. Happily, it was not a question of lost faith or no faith for my brother, but rather of rebellion against rules, not thinking about consequences for himself or others when he went over the line or made an excuse for unacceptable behavior. He precipitated into a marriage that lasted only months and was annulled when his wife revealed she absolutely did not want children and had lied to Dick, knowing he indeed wanted children. So often Dick was rash, precipitous, acting first and reflecting afterwards with negative consequences. Through it all, Mom continued her prayers. Her faith was enormous. Her daily prayer life focused on the rosary and a small packet of holy cards dedicated to special saints for healing that she read daily. I now have those special, very worn holy cards. Dick died in 2009, 2 years after Mom. I've often imagined a Monica and Mom talking about how they prayed unwaveringly for wayward sons. Now Monica's feast day is Wednesday, August 27th. Her remains are in the Rome church, named for her son, Sant'Agostino. I have a suspicion that our Augustinian Holy Father might drop in to pray. Or will he simply walk to the little church of Santa Monica across from his apartment building? Who knows? On that, back to you.
Joan, thanks so much there in that report. Thank you for sharing about your beloved brother, Dick. And I pray that your hope is true, that your mother and Monica are together and Dick is there as well. That's our hope. An interesting point about our Holy Father and being an Augustinian and maybe visiting the grave of St. Monica. That would be really, really powerful. And so we thank you for this time of being with us. We pray that those who sow with tears may reap with shouts of joy. I know Wednesday and Thursday we have Tara McMullen that's going to be with us. she has written a wonderful book, The Homefront Devotional, to speak with us about the unique challenges and of navigating military life and how it can deepen your faith. It is an excellent book for all military families, people, but it's beyond that. Mm. The lessons that she draws, the milestones she goes over, the faith lessons for those families are for us as well. You're an important part of this EWTN family. You're never alone, and you're always at home with Jim and Joy. God bless you and all of your loved ones. Keep the faith. Bye now.